We're going to spend just a few minutes in the Word tonight, so I'm going to ask you to turn to Galatians chapter 6. I want to encourage you tonight in your Christian walk. I want to follow up a little bit to what we experienced as a church family this past week. We enjoyed having our friend Jeremy Frazier here, who preached very clear and direct and strong messages to us from the Word of God. And God worked in the lives of many of us through that. And I know that some of you were saved this past week. There were some here in our church and some who were brought to our church by you who trusted Christ as Savior. And that's awesome. What a great, great blessing that is. And I want to encourage you, if you are one who is newly saved, and if you were and you have not been baptized, then just keep in mind we do have baptism coming up this Sunday. We'd love to give you that opportunity to show and share your faith in Christ publicly with all of us. It's not too late. You can talk to me or Pastor Ben, any of our pastors really, and let us know of your interest, and we'll get that set up, and we'd love to baptize you this Sunday. And there are some specific areas of life that that Jeremy challenged us about, that maybe God spoke to your heart about and that you responded to, the areas of pride and immorality and bitterness and living for eternity and being in the Word, and being like Jesus in sharing the gospel. Jeremy preached to the teens on Thursday night, and again, some were saved, and some of you responded with just a heart of commitment and dedication to the Lord, maybe in some specific area, or maybe just committing your life to Him and wanting to live for Jesus Christ. Jeremy also encouraged those who are interested in ministry, and maybe the Holy Spirit is directing you to be open to a ministry as your life's calling. And some have responded to that, and I praise God for that. I want to encourage you. And so for all of us, really, not just if you were specifically challenged or God spoke to your heart in a specific way this past week, but for all of us, this is an encouragement for us in our walk with the Lord. But the question then is, now what? How do I move forward? And not too long ago, I was reading for myself in my own personal Bible reading and devotion time, Galatians chapter 6. And I was looking at where Paul talks about sowing to the flesh and sowing to the Spirit. And I was just meditating on this and thinking, what does that mean? What does it mean to sow to the Spirit? Let me read the verses for us, and then we'll talk about it a little bit here tonight, and hopefully this will encourage you. Galatians chapter 6, let me start reading in verse 7. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So when he talks about sowing to the Spirit, he's talking about something that we do. He's saying you need to do something. There's some activity, some way of participating in this. And the question is, what is that? Now, when he says that you will reap everlasting life, he doesn't mean if you sow to the Spirit, you will get saved. Because we know that comes from trusting in Jesus Christ. We don't do something to get that. I think what he's talking about here is the quality of everlasting life, and that you will fully experience the quality of everlasting life as you sow to the Spirit. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. Your life will be rotten. You will only experience the things that pertain to this life, and those are corruptible. They will fade away. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will experience your everlasting life, your eternal life, at its best and at its fullest, both now and in eternity. So how do you sow to the Spirit? Well, the word sow, S-O-W, means to what? What does it mean? Tell me out loud. What does it mean to sow? To plant something. To plant a seed. Or to broadcast a handful of seeds into the soil. So we're talking here about planting seeds. And I think to sow here means to plant seeds in your mind and in your heart and in your experience. So to sow is to plant seeds in your heart and mind and experience that produce something. So there's a product. There is fruit that will come from this. And this product is and includes corresponding qualities and character and attitudes and actions and habits. So you're sowing something into your life, into your mind and heart and experience that will produce some qualities, character, attitudes, actions, and habits that correspond to it. And that product, that fruit, normally comes when? Immediately? The same day? No, it comes when? It comes later, doesn't it? It comes weeks. It may come months. In many cases, years down the road. So this is a process, and it takes time. But when you sow, you get more than you put in the ground, don't you? You put one seed in, you get much fruit out. And so it comes at a later time, but it also comes in an abundant quantity. So let me just put it all together. Sowing to the Spirit means planting seeds, putting something in to your mind and heart and your daily experience that produces qualities and character and attitudes and actions and habits at a later time and in an abundant quality. So that's what he's telling us to do here. Now, in the previous chapter, he talks about walking in the Spirit. That's very important. Here he's talking about sowing to the Spirit. There's certainly a connection there. But I think he is talking here about some specific things that we do. Now, I want to share with you, actually seven. So if you want to make a list, there's seven of these ways to sow to the Spirit. I honestly don't remember if I read these somewhere or if I wrote them down myself. So if you've seen them before, maybe I read them somewhere. But I literally wrote them in. There's about 2 inches at the bottom of the page of Galatians chapter 6 in my Bible. And I wrote them in when I was meditating on this. So that's where this is coming from. It's coming from the margin of my Bible. Maybe it came from somebody else. I don't remember. I always want to give credit where credit's due. I'm always trying to be careful about that. But anyway, I think it's helpful. So how to sow to the Spirit. Here's number one. These are just very practical, very practical. We sow to the Spirit by reading and meditating on God's Word. Sow to the Spirit by reading and meditating on God's Word. And as you do that, not just doing it mechanically, but endeavoring to know God and to grow spiritually. So you sow to the Spirit by reading and meditating on the Scriptures, the Word of God. And as you do it, you have a heart for and an intent to know God and to grow spiritually. So sowing to the Spirit by doing this means you're exposing your heart and your mind to the Scriptures. And everybody, that is vital. That is critical to spiritual growth. And if you were just saved, or if you've made a commitment to grow spiritually and live for Jesus Christ, or you want to grow in some specific area of your life, this has to be happening. And there are places to start, and there are good sections to read. You can read the Gospels, you can read the Epistles, you can read Proverbs, you can read the Psalms, you can start in Genesis and work your way through. But go somewhere and just start digging in and just read a verse or read a few and sit there and think about them and turn them over in your mind. And go for consistency. Start and go for a day. Go for 3 days. If you miss a day, start up again the next day. And just go for consistency over time. And remember, you are sowing. And if you sow now, you will reap later. You may or may not walk away from your time in the Word all pumped and excited. But even if you don't, you are sowing seeds into your life of truth from God. And it will bear fruit at a later time. And in a greater abundance, if you do it with a heart to know God and to grow spiritually. And the second one goes with the first one, really. So the second way to sow to the Spirit is to pray. And pray specifically for the Holy Spirit's activity in your life. Yes, pray. We pray for a lot of things. We pray about a lot of things. But pray specifically for the Holy Spirit's activity in your life. Sowing to the Spirit includes praying and saying, God, I want the Holy Spirit to be active in my life. I want you to work in my life to sanctify me. That is to move me away from my sinfulness and my selfishness and to move me toward Christlikeness. Pray for that. Pray for the Holy Spirit to do that in your life. Pray for his sanctifying activity. Pray for his empowering activity. Lord, I cannot live the Christian life by myself. I can't overcome these sin habits by myself. I can't be a witness by myself. If you're calling me into ministry, I could never do that by myself. But I'm praying for your empowering activity in my life. Will you give me the strength and power I need to live in the way that you want me to? Pray for that. And pray for the Holy Spirit's leading activity. The Bible talks about this. Those who are led of the Spirit are the sons of God. He leads you into knowing what to do His will, and to serve Him. So pray for His leading activity. And again, if you sow now, you'll reap later. And you'll reap in a great abundance. So pray for the Holy Spirit's activity in your life. Thirdly, spend time regularly with Christians. Spend time regularly with Christians, and specifically with Christians who are going to help you, who are not just passive, who are not caught up in the world themselves, but who are truly going to stimulate you in your spiritual life and your spiritual growth. Spend time with those kind of people intentionally, specifically. The people who are going to stimulate you to spiritual growth. Spend time regularly with believers and not just sitting and hanging out and talking about whatever, but having conversations that encourage you towards spiritual growth. I mentioned this morning I was reading a biography of Andrew Bonar, and one of his little sayings was that people who spend a whole lot of time by themselves are like earthworms. He said, if you're just always by yourself and you never spend time with anybody else, especially other Christians, you're just like a worm in the ground. And honestly, some of us just by personality don't naturally move toward other people and enjoy being in groups and especially discussing spiritual things. And he said, you need to get out and be with people because they stimulate you in your meditation on spiritual things. It is true. When the conversation with somebody else or in a little group moves toward, hey, what do you think about that message? What do you think about this verse? What's God doing in your life? When those topics come up, it stimulates you. It just gets you thinking in those ways. And it encourages you and gives you different people's perspectives and insights. And you pray for each other. You develop a true spiritual friendship. And that's part, I think, of sowing to the Spirit. Spending time regularly with Christians who stimulate you to grow spiritually. The fourth one is, worship God in spirit and in truth. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Jesus talked about this in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. He said, if you're going to worship God, you have to do it in spirit and in truth. Worshiping God does not just mean showing up in a Sunday morning service and singing the songs and saying amen at the end. Now, worship God in spirit and in truth. That's sowing to the Spirit. That means you engage your heart that internally, in your spirit, you are participating and you are engaging with truth. You're focusing on what's being said, what comes from the Word and who God really is. And you're responding to that. Just sitting in a church service is not sowing to the Spirit, but worshiping in spirit and in truth is. And that's for all of us. Plug in. Focus on the verse. Focus on the text of the songs and the lyrics. And there's so much truth there. Oh, yes, enjoy the feeling of being together with a large group of people doing the same thing and worshiping God together. But make it very personal and engage yourself in that. That's when you'll benefit from that. That will guide your thoughts and your mind to greater things and the greatest one. And that will help you to grow spiritually. And as you sow now, you will reap later and in a greater abundance. During the times that we worship God together, do it intentionally in spirit and in truth. That is sowing to the Spirit. Number five, give to and serve others who can't pay you back. Give to and serve others. But when you do it for people who cannot pay you back. There are people that you do things for because you have to. It's your parents or it's your job or whatever. There are people you do things for because they're your friend. And there's kind of a mutual exchange of encouragement or maybe help in times of need or even just appreciation or whatever. But sowing to the Spirit, I think, includes giving to and doing things for people who cannot compensate you. And they cannot or do not reciprocate and give back to you because of what you have done for them. find someone in need. It may be someone who's part of this church family. It may be someone that you see that's kind of on the fringes and maybe looks like they're sort of trying to find their way around here. It may be somebody outside of here, maybe somebody in your community or neighborhood, somebody you meet along the path of life. Find someone in need and help them. In fact, Paul talks about this back in verse 1. Look at Galatians 6, verse 1. If a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He's talking about helping people who have fallen, people who have failed, people who have drifted, or people who have taken a direction away from the work of the Spirit in their lives. He's saying, help bring them back. Get involved. Get your hands dirty and help them. And then he talks about it again in verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. So everyone's a candidate, whether they're Christians or not, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. So he's telling us, look for opportunities to help people in times of spiritual need, financial need. And that, I think sowing to the Spirit involves that, because you are putting yourself out and you are giving of yourself in an unselfish way, because you know that you may not or will not get anything back. And that's the love of God right there. And that's sowing to the Spirit. Number 6, endure suffering and embrace God's purpose in it. We've been learning a lot about that, haven't we? Endure suffering, but along with that, embrace God's purpose in it. So hanging on and getting through and waiting it out and being strong is not enough. If we're going to sow to the Spirit, that means that we're going to go through these hard times, and our heart and our desire is going to be, I want to get out of this what God wants me to get out of it. And I want my life to help fulfill God's purpose in this, His grand purpose, His universal purpose, His eternal purpose, and His individual purpose for my life and for what He's doing in me and through me. Endure suffering and embrace God's purpose in it. And if you are experiencing a time of suffering and hardship and difficulty and trial and pain, then you have an opportunity to do this. This is a time to sow. Those are times when you normally want to be on the receiving end, isn't it? You want to be helped. You want to be comforted and encouraged. But suffering times are sowing times. And what you sow during that time, by enduring and embracing God's purpose and wanting that and growing through that, will produce fruit in your life. Later, months, years later, will produce much fruit in your life. And that also will impact the people around you, as we talked about this morning also. Number 7 is this. Anticipate Christ's return and everything that comes with it. We kind of forget about that, don't we? Maybe just living life, even the Christian life. Our songs tonight reminded us that Jesus is coming. We have a lot to look forward to. And I think sowing to the Spirit includes consciously choosing to think about that, to think about the fact that Jesus will return, anticipate Christ's return and everything that comes with it. We sow to the Spirit by getting our mind off of what is earthly and on what is heavenly, off of what is temporal and on to what is eternal. And if you need some help doing that, read Matthew 24. Read the book of Revelation. Read about Christ's return. Not just the rapture, but His return. His glorious appearing and all that comes with it. Consciously think about the return of Christ regularly. When we sing the songs that relate to that, again, plug in, engage, think about it, praise God for it. Remind each other, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming again. And I think that helps us to grow spiritually. And there will be fruit that comes in our lives as a result of making that conscious choice to anticipate His return, to be expecting it, looking forward to it, and everything that comes along with it when He comes. Not just the good things for us, but the things that bring Him glory and being with Him forever and ever. A decision is just a beginning point. It's a starting point. And maybe you made a decision this past week. I encourage you to take steps of growth And one way that you can do that is to sow to the Spirit. And maybe there are one or two or several of these that stand out to you. I encourage you tonight to ask God to help you remember them and implement them. And trust God and claim the promise that you will reap something awesome, something great, something magnificent, something abundant, and that He'll get the glory for that. Let's bow together and let me just give you a minute to respond, and maybe you want to do that right now. And just say, Lord, there are one or two or a few of these that I've heard tonight, and I want to sow to the Spirit. Lord, we're so grateful for your encouragement and your guidance and your help. And I thank you for the work that's been done in many hearts this past week and that you're doing all the time, really. And I pray that you will help us take this to heart. Lord, I know there may be some boys, some girls, some teens, some adults who have been specifically challenged and right now just are tender and have a heart to grow. And I pray that you will help us to take the simple steps that will help us to grow and that will open our lives to the work of your Spirit so that we can. And so help us with these things, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.